Well, before we close out the hour, one more thought on Robin Williams. As a child of the 80s, he was kind of an on-screen father figure for my generation. In Hook, when his character confronts his fears to rescue his children. In The Birdcage, when his character is willing to pretend to be straight to help his son. And of course, in Mrs. Doubtfire, when his character pleads before a judge to let him see his kids.
Ever since my children were born, the moment I looked at them, I was crazy about them. Once I held them, I was hooked. I'm addicted to my children, sir. I love them with all my heart. And the idea of someone telling me I can't be with them, I can't see them every day, it's like someone saying I can't have air. I can't live without air, and I can't live without them. Listen, I would do anything. I just want to be with them. You know, I need that, sir. We have a history. And I just... they mean everything to me, and they need me as much as I need them. So please, don't take my kids away from me.
Well, in real life, Robin Williams did have three kids, including a daughter, Zelda. His last tweet was a message to her that said, "Quarter of a century old today, but always my baby girl. Happy birthday, Zelda Williams. Love you." Zelda tweeted back Monday night after the news of his death with a quote, You alone will have the stars as no one else has them. In one of the stars I shall be living, in one of them I shall be laughing. And so it will be as if all the stars were laughing when you look at the sky at night. You, only you, will have stars that can laugh. She added, I love you, I miss you, I'll try to keep looking up. Z. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.